Luke Sison, National Gallery curator.
If anybody looks post-orgasmic, it's Mars, and there he is, shagged out, I have to say. It's really a triumph for Venus. She's looking at him with a kind of serene, almost lack of emotion. I mean, she's conquered Mars through her appeal, through her beauty. It represents the victory of love over war. Mars is the god of war, of course, so the fact that he's been overcome by love to the extent that somebody can even blow a shell horn into his ear and he doesn't wake up. All these little satyrs, half animal, half human, represent the sort of sexual, beastly side of men. They play with his enormous pike and fiddle around with his armour. It was probably commissioned to decorate somebody's bedroom. And I think one of the reasons is because she's very beautiful, and so is he. And one of the ideas that people had in the Renaissance was that if you looked at something that was really beautiful, you might conceive a child that was really beautiful. What makes this picture remarkable, what Botticelli was so brilliant at, was making a picture which was very, very serious, you know, had deeply profound moral content, but at the same time did it in a way that was seductive and beautiful, that people would laugh and enjoy the picture on a whole variety of levels. I do think Botticelli had a nice time painting this post-coital Mars, though.